Exclusive, top Tory Sir Graham Brady declares Australia's zero-COVID policy doesn't work. By Kurt Zindulka on October 10, 2021. A leading Conservative MP has said that Australia's zero-COVID policies have failed and said that common sense should prevail instead of the draconian measures witnessed in the Commonwealth nation. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart London, Sir Graham Brady, whose role as the chairman of the 1922 Committee of Tory MPs makes him the most powerful Conservative in the United Kingdom outside of government, criticised the heavy-handed policing seen during Australia's strict coronavirus lockdowns. Sir Graham said that the seemingly endless lockdown seen in Melbourne demonstrates the danger of trying to eliminate the Chinese virus rather than recognising that it has become an endemic disease. We need to learn to live with it, making sensible precautions. But locking down for longer and closing international borders doesn't work, Brady told Breitbart at a vaccine passport panel hosted by Big Brother Watch at the Tory party conference in Manchester. We've seen that Australia effectively was closed for 18 months to international travel, and they got the Delta variant too. So I think it just illustrates the common sense that we need to find a different way of dealing with COVID. Appearing at the same panel, Baroness Helena Morrissey of the House of Lords invoked Australia's history as a prison colony, saying that its citizens have been incarcerated in their own country during the coronavirus crisis. Baroness Morrissey pointed to the police-enforced Chinese-style facial recognition and geolocation app, which requires citizens travelling between states to send location-tagged selfies to the government to prove they have abided by quarantine, as a sign of the country drifting further into authoritarianism and the dangers of enforcing vaccine passports. Other draconian restrictions imposed on the people of Australia have included curfews, quarantine camps, and even limits on the amount of alcohol people can have delivered to their own homes. Tellingly, the Chief Health Officer for New South Wales, NSW, Dr. Kerry Chant, invoked the prospect of ushering in a new world order during a press conference in September. Expanding on the Orwellian vision for Australia's future, New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian warned that life for those who can't or are unwilling to take a coronavirus vaccine will be one of social isolation and hardship. Life for the unvaccinated will be very difficult indefinitely, she said. While the citizens of Australia have largely been compliant in the face of growing government intervention into their lives, worker-led protests have emerged over the past month in response to construction shutdowns and proposed vaccine mandates in labour unions. On Thursday, the NSW government announced that it would be loosening some of the lockdown provisions. But vaccine mandates will remain in place, with those returning to work on Monday being required to have had at least one dose and a double jab mandate to be imposed by November 1. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.